first sugya goes and we did the Mishnah, and really the main topic in sugya is what Issa is involved here. Basically, mechonoi or tiltul itself to avasa. And but then another tashes and roots and the more brings up, we began the other related, interrelated in yon. And on the Mendalid, one of the main topics, the most complex topics of Muksa, begins the Mendalid and continues. And that's the Machalis, the reason of Shimon. That's the main topic in Muksa, Machalis, the reason of Shimon. And the Mevaychu Chik Melev, that's actually up from the very moment from Shimon Yonim. I mean, Shimon Yonim, that's a way to get there. Okay, now today, I hope you want to do the first place of that's what we'll do. That's what we'll focus on. And then we'll see. So like this, as everybody knows that in Muksa, it looks like the Rambam was Mechadish a new time. What's he say to Risa Muksa? So begin with what Rishanim is saying, then a little bit. In a few things, you have to speak out now, person, to understand what's going on in Tosfos. So we'll begin with what Rishanim say, then we'll expand a little bit. So the Rambam has this time. In the end of Perek of Dalud, Vichos Shabbos, the Rambam says, also Chachomim Metaltel. Mi says the Boim, Bi Shabbos, Kedei Av Shoyse V'Chol. Chachomim Asad, to carry. Metaltel means to carry something, certain items. The way he carries them, or the way he does V'Chol. Not the way he carries them, the way he does V'Chol. Umib Neiman, no, Gubis says, why did they introduce this Issa? Omu umaim hezhiu neviim. Hetzibu shleye hiluchoch b'shabes hiluchoch b'chol. Vasichas ha-shabes kasichas ha-chol. Shema v'da b'dobo. Kal v'choyme shlo yehe tildul b'shabes ki tildul b'chol. Even the walking and the seeing and the talking has to be shabes dik and can't be vochet dik. Certainly more blatant and overt meisim like carrying can't be vochet dik. So yeah, the way you metal to b'chol. Why k'day shlo yiyeh ki yom chol b'enof. The Shabbos shouldn't be like another day of the week. A yom chol, chol mitzvah kibusha. V'yovei l'agbiyo l'salken kelim m'pino m'pino. And they'll come and transport the gap, from bias to bias. Eletz in Yavonim, put away stones, b'chetz b'en shavei hu boto v'yeshe b'vese. There's nothing to do. V'yikesh dova she'is asek b'y, never he's bored. So a little bit something to occupy himself with. V'nimtzo shlo yishovas. V'pita l'atam shlo ma'abatay l'man yinuach. Look at that. Atakon for the people shouldn't be bored on Shabbos. People shouldn't be bored on Shabbos. Minyan l'inyan. If it's not the gay, so forget it. And maybe I'm saying I shouldn't be saying this b'chal. But I remember when I was in America some years ago, a few decades ago. So there were a lot of yeshiva. I mean, the yeshiva like that for one reason or another. It's asik b'shuva shalom, right? They hold down jobs and it's asik b'shuva shalom and kivay to matayu. Very good, fine. Yeah, if you want to know what distinguishes a ben toyo from somebody that ceases to be a ben toyo. So forgive me for saying it so bluntly, but what does he do on a Sunday? Not on Shabbos so much. What does the Sundays look like? Sunday's the day in which they get bored. If Sunday's the day in which he doesn't go to the office, to the, whatever it is, whatever job he's holding down. So it's a goyish Sunday, Sunday Rahman and Sun. But if Sunday where he has nothing to do with work, and he's not always a Kshub Shalom, he puts in three stones of his madness, that's a Bentayr. Yeah, that's Bentayr, that's possible. And then that's madness, you look in the... Here, there's no Sunday Baruch Hashem. You know, not the gay. But in American mamash, that's when you have to look not to be bored. Shabbos not a good problem. Sam gets born on Shabbos, Achmon on Slav, he doesn't know what to do with himself. That's terrible. But Sunday is very, very, it's a big pitu, you know, to be an American goy on Sunday. No, it's not. Sunday is recent with Shabbos, and if they don't have, the office is not open, so mamash is being mismatched. I mean, that's your living room. Your living room is mismatched. Yeah, so that's okay. So come back to the moment. Forgive me for that digression. So Akuponus, a person shouldn't be bored Cholilo on Shabbos, and he might look for things to occupy himself with. So Meile Chachom introduced Issa Mukse. And the Gemara continues, Tshivaki Evitatul Kelim Shemachtam Lisa, and furthermore, in Epsos Yisasek Ben Mad Ve'ovadei Melocha. Roi B'nei Shemitza Asam Eina Bal Umlius Hem Eina B'teim Kol Imeim Elo B'teim Kol Imeim Gona Tayolim V'yesh Reikonish Kol Imeim Hem Shoivsim Im Locha Hem Yemutu L'Hala Chodah V'otat V'chah Hayom Imitza Shoi Shoi Shvitz Ha Nikeres Gubat Rosh and Zomer Had Be Shoi Shvitz Ha Nikeres. Shabbos has to be, even for people with nothing to do with themselves the whole week, Shabbos has to be different in Dibur and Maaseh for sure, and even in Mokshob L'Figoch Shvitz Ha'Mdom Elu Shvitz Ha'Shov V'Cholodom. This is a big equalizer on Shabbos. Everybody, nobody can count the muksa. Everybody has to act differently on Shabbos. If they draw melu, no go visa to. Yeah. The few in Yonim in the Ram. First of all, that's the misa. The Ram says that the Easter is an extension of Hilucha b'Shabbos and Hilucha b'Shabbos. The tilde should be different too, number one. Number two, that to avoid Shabbos being coming Yoyim HaChol or Bochot Yigidei for some people. Now, after that, it's very interesting to note, and this I don't think we'll get into this shaila. It was a big one, a big topic in Mukse, which the Gemara talks about. Really, it's sugis. It's sugis. Sugis, but think it's sugis we call kelim, and that is whether the din of kelim from after lisa of that whole sugis. That whole sugis with all the halachas, kelim, the difference between kelim from after lisa, isur, kelim from after heter, belongs mamrich in the Mukse sugis, or it's called a different sugis. Not only originated with Xeris Nechem, like Moses says, Nechem Ben Chachalia, but Dimas Lug not to do with Mukse. That's a sugi in of itself, and I don't think we'll get to it. But I'm calling attention to that. The Rambam puts them all together. The Rambam puts together Mukse, such as, what's Mukse? Mukse means Eitzim Avonim, or Shem and Shabaneh will have a Mitzvah Shem, or Bos Davos, or Chavez. All these alochas are Mukse. I mean, Bos Davos is not a type of Mukse. It's a alocha. Or Chavez, other things. Tamud Iske, like the Gemara says in the first parak. Tamud Iske, food in the store. Yeah? The Ram puts together with the Kelim Shul Machta Lisa. Yeah, that's a big shalom. That's a big Ram. Comes the Rabbi right here, and the Rabbi says, because the Rabbi is Oidomu Otul Tiltu Lab Tzorch Etzor. The Gemara says a few places. The Tiltu has to do with, is a derivative of Lisa Etzor. So the Rabbi brings, I don't know what the second Hasog is, Vayit B'men Nechemet Ben Chachal Yonish Es Mishna Zul, the Gemara there. The rabbi learned fakeret. The rabbi also says that all types of mukse go together, but fakeret, they all are derivatives, all are xeris of Esau. And that's Nisa Torah. That's for sure. You have to be able to hang him on something. You have to have a peg in a derisa for Nisa mukse. Can't stop me to lose Nisa to a bond with nothing at all. And because that's the Rambam says in the Hagdomah, in his little Hagdomah, to say for Yad HaZoko, that the Chomim, the license, the authority and the license that the Chomim have to be Mechadish, and Zerus, and Takonus is only if they have Shachas Adorais, only Torah said, Takonus, Yaj, everything is only if it's an extension of Adorais, as Shachas Adorais, that's the famous Rambam by Mikra Megillah, right? See what I'm saying. The Ram says, "I'm including Mikra Megillah." That even Mikra Megillah, you can't just say, "Mishum Ma'aseh Shoyi De Mechayev Mikra Megillah." No, Mikra Megillah is Leidi Amitas Ma'aseh Kosev Batoyah Kimi Goy Godno Shalayi Kim Kovi Melo. So it's possible within Bunyan that any Issur Gavon has to have a Shachas has to be get. The Ram says it's a Shachas of Tishbois. Let's say Shvi'sa Ani Keres L'man Yonuach Botel Tam Shemal L'man Yonuach. Was or Tishba, Shvi'sa Nikeres, one of the two, the essays. The Ravid says, yeah, that has to be a Shechis to Adonai. So the Shechis is Asyag, Mishom, Lisa, it's all. The Rashi also is like that. Rashi's Mefush, and Beitz, it's up his Beitz, Rashi says the same thing. Rashi says in a few days, in Beitza, E ain't Isra Etzor, E ain't Isra Tiltu. Any, if you know Isra Etzor, there's no Isra Tiltu wrong. So in there, Sa Tiltu, El Mishum, Ho Etzor, O. That's what Rashi learns. Rashi learns the Pusik Gemara. So in there, Sa טילטום אלא משום מצו. אה, סבא שזה נעשה קשה. סבא לזה גדול, ושבילי, מדברי וכנראה מי זה ברונס קשה. אם כן, אם אבי תרצית לזה עושה משום מצו, אז זה שובי, I mean, שבילי עושה, תמוב anything, right? In the house, why is ברון מושב מוטו אותי מטלטו? פי שלא מכון דבר במי עשה, אני חושב שזה מאוד 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 מטלטו. But it's a show my story, which means he might inadvertently carry it out, something like that. He may have said it. So that's what he says, because the Xeris ain't glazing to say, well, see, but I'm getting away with Sibu Chayim Lamed Bo. That's why he's asking that question. And that's the answer. And then I miss, yeah, Tidl could have been Nasa Lagamri, Hakko Bako Miko. But they didn't do it. They didn't ask the drum on the Torim, what we call drum on the Torim, because they didn't see Sibu Chayim Lamed Bo. Okay. So Ad Khan is but then that's a Muslim Achoykis. Yep, say this, so the Shalom Yovel, the Siyag is very big. He's a very big Siyag. You know what I mean? He's a very big Siyag. According to the Ashen Rabbi, the Siyag is very big.
Where's the better according to the Rambam than the word goes around?
What?
Maybe you're saying that if Rashi says the reason why...
Nah, according to the Rambam, the only guys there on Tultulim, which are Vokha, they go Tultulim. So they carry a Siddur, they carry a Gemara. Or it's a very so wine for kiddush or challah. It's not a bocha tikkutu. Yeah. So until now we're talking about tiltu carrying. Tiltu carrying. Does mukhs involve anything other than carrying? So Rambis is a Virgin Chloe. Virgin Chloe. This mukhs only needs a tiltul, Virgin Chloe, more than that. It's a Shalom Yishen. I think it's a Shalom Yishen. Slavery has a little shigul about it, I think, in Chayot Dallas. It was a Machal Yishen. That's what I mean. Is it Derech Chal, Virgin Chloe? Is it correct to say that mukhs is also Bano? It's a Gehal Sugi, a lot of Sugi too. Mukhs, yeah. It's only a tiltul, or there's no other things other than tiltul. Pashas have to learn Machloekes Yishenim. Pashas have to learn that Hanoah, most of them hold not. Most of them hold not. Hold not. Right, in Shalom is, I don't know if they decided to do it, for other reasons, but to lean against the car or these things, or to use it, a chavis of mutzah without being taught of it. Right, Lamai said, the raya that we should bring is a Mishnah, Hakash al-Amito, when you can sit down, Hakash al-Amito if it wasn't Muchon before the age of mattresses. So it was Kash on the Mito. Mito means a frame, and it was Kash. So the Kash, type of Kash you find in Sukkah, in the beginning. So Kash, off a tablet, food. So it's more to sit on a bed, but you can't move it around. So that's Pashtos. It's what I'm talking about. Pashtos, Nisa, no, is not your own half. But, having said that, if we turn down Misha, we're going to see right away. The loss of Mish ain't the ice in the menu. The shaman falls into the Kli, ain't the ice in the menu. Which means he can't use it, he can't derive a know from it. So if it's no use, I know, in Mukta, what, before we learn Taisus, to see who's it going from, Shimon, who's it, why, what kind of moves is it? It says, ain't the ice in the menu. So what kind of a loss is that? Where's it come from? So this you have to know. What?
What's it?
Ne Oisin.
What?
Shaman drips out of a candle. Shaman drips out of a candle. Not a candle, I mean a ner. A ner is a ner shaman upsilu. Yeah, the ner that contains shaman upsilu with the fire burning. And shaman dripped out. Shaman am tafte, what they want to call. What they want to call. Shaman am tafte. Shaman am tafte. They went into netherkli. So the Mishnah says the shaman that drips out of a ner means a koizel, is ain leyesin mi menu. Can't use it. Means mukse. So that's the aim it outlined with you to say, Mr. Shem. It says, any reason we So what's the plan here? Where's it come from? What do you say?
Why is it from the
the Kli? No, Mitzvah Shemin. Mitzvah Shemin. Mutu Vein Nesh Menu, Mitzvah Shemin, that's for sure. If you learn the Taisa, see, it means the Shemin. Blues from Sofet. The Shemin, it dripped into the Shemin of Taftash. Yeah. So, you have to know like this. Even Hano is Mutu, but that's for sure, take one at a time. Achil is Zichosa. In the Sugi of Mukse, Achil is also. Again, there the Rambam and Rav don't talk about it, but in other places you see that Achilas Zichos, Achilas Zichos is something that's not mufan. Is also. For example, let's say you have something which is a food item was also many times a year. This is something that was also, and somebody wants to eat it. But so l'chol you can think if you don't pick it up with hands, so everything's typical achayat, right? Because somebody wants to. Gochin v'ochil, like the most of the soup is. Gochin v'ochil. He wants to bend down and eat something from wherever it is. Gochin v'ochil. That's awesome. Achil is awesome. Achil is awesome. The hangu, once the chavis is awesome, once the chavis is mukze, so the din mukze, which the chavim imposed on it, includes that foolish isa achil. Isa achil. Could be, and it could be, then now. One of those, so that's for sure. The Psalm of the Mishnah is, and the Esamenu means you can't use the sermon for Achilu. Well, Tabul, but to eat it. And it could be other Tashmishim also. Other usages of the sermon, to Chavaris, to Sicho, the Chadoyme, and very famous Mutter and Shamas. Yeah. Okay.
Even if
Hanor, Hanor means without touching, without using it. Hanor means not Hanor Shokilu. It means something like leaning on a car. If it's Louis says also about no, then he can't even put something down on a car. Or assuming it has muksi, or any kind of muksi he can use. That's a very big shver gather. Again, most of the time, it's not good. It's not about no. But, what? Achil was also, that's what they said. Even if I know it's muksi, Achil was also whole dance. Achil was also. What? Because I said it, I just said that too. Because in the rest, it includes Sicho too. Talking about Shemin. Talking about Chiyo. Any attachments. Sochi b'Shemin. Sochi b'Shemin shaloi. Shem derech melochim osuch. Using. Taking it for use. Taking it, using it. Yeah. What?
What?
Is it rubbing oil? I say boyfriend and mutter. Boyfriend and mutter.
She creates on the stomach
and then she said, Rachel, you're going to rise up.
So
Sam is fair Rashi. What does Rashi want Roicha? Sam Rashi is clear. What is Roicha? A Mistabi Chaim Shemchabe. Toys means Rashi. Toys means Gemara. A Mistabi Chaim Shemchabe. Why is Rashi? Who if Mishum Chabe? What does it make? What happens to Shemin after leaves the Kli? Mistomi means that a chiddush. It's also even on Yontov. There's no head of echol nefesh. That's our thing. It's talking about Yontov. The Gemara is talking about Yontov here. The foolish. So Rashi is telling you chiddush revus. So even if he wants to eat it, it's not melechus echol nefesh. To procure something, to get an echol, and to keep it, to cook an echol Yontov is mutter. But if you have a nair to do melechus kibbutz in order to get an echol, that's also even for Shabbos. That's the problem. Mistomi. What? Shabbos Zichos, Shabbos Zichos from Kibui. On Shabbos, I'm gonna say, Shabbos, the fact, gonna eat it, not eat, totally relevant. Not other people, don't have to. It's not tzad b'mat to keep on Shabbos anything other than pikuach nefesh. But here, maybe if it's oichel chanefesh mutar. He says, I feel oichel mutar. I feel we're losing mutar. Very good. Okay. Good. What's that? Mish ein neisnin. Kli tachas anel kavu bayis hashemen. Vim nasnu am bebaydei muto. Vein neisnin mimen hashemen min amuchon. Ein neisnin b'shabes. Kli tachas anel kavu bayis hashemen amtaftef. Mishum hashemen muktzahu. That doesn't say why. Because Sova ain't clean, needle, Bishabis, El, it's out of a needle. Inami, Kosova, also about the clean mechon. So, okay. So, we'll see in the Gemara the Mishnah, the Hemshech of the Sugi. From the fact that Rashi right away shows for two reasons, which are in the Sugi. So, if that might. But wait, just telling you, we'll come back to that. Might give us an answer to the question, is Rashi will not tell us if the Mishnah is according to Shimon or not? That's according to Bido. In terms of why the Shem is Muksa. But we'll come to it later, Mishnah. But Rashi, two reasons, why can't bring a Kli, why can't put a Kli, Tabul, Tachas and Nekabas Shimon, either Enkli Nidal, El Tzor Tzor Nidal, or what's about the Kli Mechonet, which means, that says Rashi, Lashiv Kli B'Mokom, Shalom Yuchoy, Litloy Misham. The Kli is going to be stuck there. Why? Because Shemin is going to fall in. Shemin's Mukse. And he won't be able to move the Kli anymore. And what if you do that? Have a Kikavela, Mekum, Mechavu, Betit. Vedomi, the Mlocho. Which Mlocho? Wait. Yeah, this is the famous theme in Rashi. That here Rashi says, Bita Kli Mechon is also because of Bain. It's as if Keilu, you're attaching the Kli to its place. So Midobon, in the time of the Isa, Bita Kli Mechon is in Bain. Rashi, Mishach, Shatakuf, Nadal, says, Daim Lusaisa. Since the Kli is being put out of commission for the rest of Shabbos, so it's also Mishum Soysa. But who's this dear in Rashi? If it's Achorinim, love to be Miyashi, but Mishum will come later in the Gemara. We'll get to it. We'll get to the Gemara in the Minyan of Venice.
It's not
Shabbat, and you hear him in Stira also. Look, Mechavu Betit. You wouldn't say Mechavu Betit, Mechavu Betit. Kaveh Mokum Mechavu Betit. That's Mishum Soysa. The Dominim Mocho. The Kli is Mish, Evil, Vashem, and Hamu, Zay Yosel, Taltawai. Mibayde mutu, says Rashi, mutu means mutu al nichosom. You can put it mibayde. Vei nesim nehenin. Okay, let's see right away, Pesis. Vim nasum mibayde mutu, alosin dochu, gavu mema avu mideni mibayde im nesim. Okay. Ei nesim mimenu kishem in a muchon. Can't be nana from the shaman because the shaman is enemy of muchon. The shaman falls into the kli. Shaman amtafte falls into the kli. Eikul ukumo ki rab shimin. The mati moisa shaman shabiner. Oh, so here we come. Our first exposure here, kabbalim here, to rab shimin rab yudo. Moisa shaman shabiner. What does that mean? Moisa shaman shabiner. Check out the last line in the Gemara. Tonu rabon moisa shaman shabiner shabukayu also. That's the kamba. That's rab yudo. Nashim mati. What does it mean, Moshe Shem Shabiner? It means that somebody lit in there every Shabbos with Shemin. How much Shemin? Now Shemin burn a few hours, as opposed to a big Kli, which was intended to burn for 24 hours. This he put in like we do, like Chavez. The log that we do was for the Friday night, Chavez, a few hours Friday night, whole Friday night, no more than that. So the Kli, but it's very important that moment that he said what's going on there. We'll see. So the, but the, there was a little bit left over. There's always a little bit. Tell us how much. A drop or two? More than that, depending on when the, how and when the fire went out. Okay. So the Tanakhama says, Moshe Hashem Shabiner is awesome. Shabiner Shabakai is awesome. We will keep in mind. There's just a little bit. And again, the Aruchas at Rome and the Agor is more accurate. We'll come to later. Why is it also according to Tanakhama? Why is it also? Shemin? No, Shemin's not Mos. The Kli is Mos. Shemin's not Mos. Why is it? What's it called? What's it called? Why is it also? And we pass him like this. This is the one aloha that we've been that we passed. What? That's not why it's also when it goes out. The Moshe Hashem should be there. Moshe Hashem. The boss is called man. The flame is burning. If the boss is called man, the flame is burning. And now when Hashem Silo, the one says, "Hope and ask the boss is the boss." That one's burning. Hashem is made. There, Hashem is made. The called man, the boss, he can't carry. But when it goes out, Hashem is mad. So why is it? What's the machlokes of Tanakh? You don't have Hashem in here. Mutz and Machmas Issa, which means what? What does it mean, Mutz and Machmas Issa? It means like the two things. It means like this. It means at the beginning of Shabbos, you have to come out to another halacha called Migdud Iskasai Ben Shmoshes. Iskasai Lekul Yom, which will come up in our Sugya. That's soon, right at the beginning. Migdud Iskasai, Migdud Iskasai Ben Shmoshes, Iskasai Lekul Yom. Now what does that mean? It means like this. So here we have to say a word. Just to get a handle on what's going on a little bit. So the Rabbi Yehuda holds, anything for whatever reason that was missing here. He was beginning with pay attention to God. Anything that was missing hachone. I'll go back a step. Everything needs hachone. To use something, it has to be hachone. It has to be the things that are moved on Shabbos. Only there was hachone. Enu min muchon means missing chon. Enu min muchon is mukse. Mukse means enu min muchon. Right? That we celebrated recently. Mukse and enu muchon mean exactly the same thing. Rabbi Yehuda holds two things. Rabbi Yehuda holds that the chon, being muchon, has to be muchon at the beginning of Shabbos. If something was missing a chon in the beginning of Shabbos, and when the Shabbos begins, Banish Moshes. Banish Moshes is not Banish Moshes. So then remains in its, it retains its status of Mukhtar the rest of Shabbos. Okay, now how do I know that? You have to learn all Sugis to get it. But that's the Chor. That'll be our beginning, initial working definition of Avidu. Then we'll see. We'll see, Mishra. But just to get a handle on the Yonah. So you need a chon, and that was like this. What I want to explain to you is that Banish Moshes, again, a lot of halachas in Rabbonon's, so Banish Moshes is a critical time. Moshel, to put on Eiv Tchumen, the Eiv Tchumen has to be in place, when Eiv Tchumen to extend the Tchum Shabbos, not by Rambam. So that when the kinyan of the Eiv Tchumen is called Banish Moshes, so it has to be the Banish Moshes. If the Eiv came a minute late, so he missed it, and for the rest of Shabbos he's stuck in the tchum where he is. If the Eiv was there for the duration of Banish Moshes, and then the Eiv was Nechal, so he was kind of shvitz already. He doesn't have to be carrying all the time. Eiv Chatzeris, all these Eiv Chatzeris has to be Banish Moshes. That's a critical time. The end of Shabbos is that the king in shvitz is Chal Banish Moshes. King shvitz Chal Banish Moshes. Here, Migud is that's king shvitz either Seifa Yoyim or Tchila Sayoyim. So here there's a loch of Banish Moshes. Migdud Iskasoi Banish Moshes is Kasoi Lekul Yoyma. But here the Havana is that if it wasn't Muchon, the beginning of Shabbos, so now we come to this. So even if he knows that in the course of Shabbos, now we come to the Mechoyis, the Rizim Shim. Achonda, who said, well, what if the Achonda, what if something wasn't Muchon at the beginning of Shabbos? But he knows it will become Muchon, become available, accessible, Mutur, either Mutur or accessible or available, whatever it is, all through all of the above, later on in Shabbos. So here's the Machlokes Rizim Shimon. So Pashas Rabbeinu holds that if the Achonda has to be the beginning of Shabbos, and it can't be Mechin for later, there's no Achonda Lachas Man. Because if it's not Muchan now, so it's not Muchan for this Shabbos. This Shabbos has to be Muchan Mib Oidyon. Things for Shabbos are Muchan Mib Oidyon. The Achonda can't take place later. Rav Shimon holds like this. And Rav Shimon, the Oilim Tachzug is this, that if he knows it's going to come Mutter later, what happens, not a surprise. So then, this Achone, either Mimelo or Midas, we'll see Mitzvah about that. And that's one of the big issues, whether Rav Shimon's Achone has to be Achone, either Mimelo or implicit Achone, or some more conscious Achone. You make it now for later. So that's Moshe Shemesh of Ner. The Ner, and like this. So the Gemara says, we'll start with the other end. The Gemara in the Hemshech says that Rav Shimon's Moide b'shemen shebe'ashoshes. Ashoshes means a big lantern that burns for 24 hours. So if somebody lit a 24-hour, what you call a candle, and that goes on Shabbos, Hashem's right, it's awesome. Why? Because he wasn't expecting it to become available, accessible, or more to on Shabbos. Because he filled up with enough Shabbos to burn 24 hours, 26 hours, whatever it is. He wasn't there. So it's Asa Taitim in there. Asa, he removed his das from it, and it's Mugza. There's no heter there, the Noah says. No heter. Again, it's only in Indian, but is it because there's no achono, or maybe because he was matichid, but he knows in sugis, not Misha sugis, upcoming sugis in Mitzvah Shem. He's only matir there in Cairo, which is a small amount of shemen. And there has to be, because in that case, mele is going to become mutter. Okay, having said that, so Mitzvah Shem should be there, once that which prevents him from accessing the shemen is removed, whatever is preventing him, could be the nisr. Kozman, the shemen is in the burning, is serving as fuel for the fire, so it's nisr deraisa that's preventing him. It's nisr deraisa. He can't take it. Alright, now we're going to tell you right now, we'll see another reason. But nisr deraisa. It could be inaccessible for a few reasons. Right. So the Tosfos. Ikal ukmo ein nes imenu. So this shemen is not in the kli. Not in there. It's in the kli though that was placed in the body joint and fell on was metaptive. Ikal ukmo kachim to matim mois the shemen should be there. The ein nes and why is it talking? Diktani och ani kozman shener doyle. Kozman shener doyle. You have the shemen and there is doyle. The fire is burning here in the candle here. And shemen drift into another kli. So kozman, the fire is burning here, and the shemen here is also. Why? The mukzimach was mitzvah made of shemen, gnoma, bigmol, come on. Ein mukzah of shemen, the shemen should be never also daily. Hail. Wuxel, mitzvosei, wuxel, isuroi. Vlesha, vene, mamish, koma, the also blab ochi. Shumchabe, gnoma, bebeze, peg, beze, amistak, men, chaim, shumchabe. Elo, kloima, shemen, amtavzef, min, han, what is it? The first thing Tais says like this. Rav Shimon is Moide. The Shemin Shemineh is also Mishum for two reasons. The Shemin in the Mamish, that was just we mentioned, the Gmor, that means the Gmor Beitza. Shemin Shemineh Mamish, you can't remove Shemin Shemineh because it needs to be Mechaber. It also means a Torah to take the Shemin out of the Neh. So, cause man the Neh, the fire is burning, it's also in a Torah to take the Shemin out. So you don't have to consider Mukzi, you don't talk about Mukzi yet. Why is there a chagav? Why is it also take shemen out of the nev? Why is the mochis mechaber? What? So the machoik is rishayim. The machoik is rishayim, so it's in the rosh. What? There's not going right away. Mechaber doesn't mean blowing it out. There's a nev, which is a koisel, with shemen and a psilo. He takes with a dropper, he takes a little shemen out. Fire continues. Machoik says in the rosh. Tosfos says, every shemen says because he lowers the flame. Flame gets dim right away. It's an immediate effect. The kibui is immediately. The Rosh says, that's not the chat. The Rosh says because he's reducing the amount of fuel that's only to be consumed to fuel the fire. And that is the Chesed Malchus kibui in that case. But the Hemshech of that is not also Yuchal. But that's interesting. It's a fascinating Malchus. Who is the Malchus Mechaber? Is it the immediate result of the flame gets a little bit lower? Or it's because you're removing fuel? So the Rosh says it's the inverse. Or Mavir, just like Mavir is Chayim for adding Shaman. Adding Shaman to Mavir, somebody has a fire, again, the Nesh Shaman Seal on Shabbos, and he adds fuel to it. So, he didn't ignite the, right? It's not like throwing wood into the fire. Throw wood into the fire, so that's why you ignite it right away. Here, when you add Shaman, somebody adds Shaman to the Nesh, he's providing more fuel, but that's Malachas Mavir. So Malachas Mavir, so Mavir. So what says? The inverse of that, the opposite is Malachas Kibur. That's what says.
So Grom,
and the Rosh says, that, it's not Grom because that's the Chesed of the Malachas. It's not, them is the Achreinim of Mestapik in the Kabbalah of the Rosh. Whether it's Be'etzim Grom, and this Grom is also in the Torah, or this is the Chesed of the Malachas. This is the Chesed of the Malachas.
Is the Rosh
Yeah, I don't know.
John Rashbi is supposed to read as another Kabbalah.
What?
That he said it was only by Zorah.
He's gone.
It's not.
No. Near that volume, near that made the race. And near cotton, I learned the Rosh, that's a half of the Moloch. That's more mass than the Rosh and the Rosh. Agami does use the word Groma in the base. That's used. That's why it's ambiguous. It's open to interpretation. Right, back to what I said. So Tais says it, so when the Gemara, when our Gemara is in Shabbos, in other places, talk about Moshe of Shimon, the Shemesh of Ner, the Shosh of Delek, that's awesome, because the Mug says they can't be talking about, it's not talking about the Shemesh, it's in the Mamash, because Tebe Glei, they can't take it out, because the Mechabik, the Lechel of Yishu Tosa, whatever the reason is, but the Mloch of the Reisa. Ela, must be Shemesh of Tavtef, min Haner. Shemesh means it fell into another clique. The Mug of the word, that Shemesh of Tavtef, min Haner, is the Gemara of Mem Dalet. In the Tois, not Mechad, is Shemesh of Tavtef, is also, that's the Gemara of Mem Dalet. Shemin am tafter is also mishu mukse. Shemin tafter. We come to mishem. Men don't know. Tresha says the reason is because of, and that's also, Tresha also the Gemara. The Gemara says, if Shemin is made it, the Shemin Shabiner, i.e. ham tafter, it's also because of mukse machmas mitzvah. Oh, what does it mean mukse machmas mitzvah? What does it mean mukse machmas mitzvah? What does it mean? What does it mean mukse machmas mitzvah? What?
It would be the ner of...
Yeah. Mukti machmas, what does it mean? What's the definition? Mukti machmas mitzvah is like this. Mukti machmas mitzvah means something that's consecrated for mitzvah, such as Mukti machmas mitzvah. Zigmor, for Zigmor, right, and Zigmor in the Memet Likin, is the Moshe's. Abominim is Mukti machmas mitzvah. Asuki is Mukti machmas mitzvah. Suki is Mukti machmas mitzvah. Now here we have the same. Mukti machmas mitzvah. Here we get into the silence. Has two applications. It's a foolish pattern like this. It's Taisen Abchov base with the Mashon Taisen Rosh. Maybe later we'll have occasion to look at that. We have to learn that Taisen Abchov base with Taisen Rosh and the Mashon. Remember. Like this. Mutzimach, this involves, number one, doing something with the Mevatel Mitzvah. So that if you say that there's a mukse and pastors in the Rishon, pastors Taisa Rosh and Fush, Taisa Rosh, that's just the Taisa Rosh. Nachov Bei says there's mukse machas mitzvah for the whole for Shivas Yemeichad. Shivas Yemeichad schach is mukse machas mitzvah. What does that mean? Does anyone know what it means? That he can't take down something from a schach. Even a chol moed, nothing with meloche. He can't take down a piece of schach. Or the whole schach erase, because somebody needs firewood in Cholomoy. So can he take schach from the sukkah? And the sukkah is big enough. So he says, in Cholomoy, he doesn't need a sukkah to extend 10 amos. It's enough, zayin or zayin, whatever. So take down schach from there and make it fine. That's awesome. Why? Because the schach is hooks to the mitzvah. It's hooks to the machas mitzvah. Then it would machas soysa. And in Cholomoy, it's no use a tiltu. Cholomoy is no use a tiltu. So there, the definition of mukse machas mitzvah is do something which is a stereo, which is mevatel this chetzah from its function of a chetzah mitzvah.
Even if he doesn't use it for anything else,
to take it off, yeah. To use it for another mitzvah, that's they have the shumach sam sefer. If somebody, one of the noy sukkah that the Gemara mentions, agavonim is not pieces of not dome pieces. And that's not namidin of the Gemara. It's namidin of the Gemara. You don't have to. You actually without that. But upon him to hang up fruits, going to be many of these things. So, if somebody hung up an esrik, a kosher esrik, on the noise sukkah, and he needs it on the needs of a mitzvah, that's a very shy. That's a shy. Thank you for me, the use of another mitzvah. That's a true of some sort. What? On noise sukkah, the Gemara says tonight about noise sukkah. The mitzvah alay, hakel fit tonight, the Gemara says. That's
not
like it's a shy. The Gemara there. The Gemara. Like this, that's one application of mukse. The nether nashal is like this. When you come to, again, let's assume there's such a thing as mukse machas mitzvah the whole time. Now on Shabbos and Yom Tov, nashal is like this. Is there another aspect to mukse machas mitzvah? Here's a shayla, and that is there's aser betiltul according to Pshimim. That's a big shayla nachmanim in the sentence. Something with mukse machas mitzvah. Many times a year. So tiltul, carrying it from place to place. Again, schach is not a good example because this is steering shabbos. Let's talk about Kohen of Pnimim. We say Shemesh of Ener. Shemesh of Ener is Musa Machas Mitzvah. And then we'll, in a minute we'll explain to you why it is, I guess. What does that mean? But what's involved in the Musa Machas Mitzvah on Shabbos Yom Tov? Is anything more than the Musa Machas Mitzvah that we've just defined it, which is even Mechal Moed, and which is Noish Tiltul? So, that's a shayla. Kohen of Pnimim. That's a shayla. Those are the shayla. Having said that, we'll see what Tosfos says. So, that's the first point. Second point. Why is Shemesh of Ener Muktzeh Machos Mitzvah? What mitzvah is there? Abba Minim, we understand. And Schach is a... What? First of all, because it tells, there's a mitzvah to light and there in Shabbos. At Logos, never Shabbos is a mitzvah. It's a chayv in a mitzvah. That's why. You're telling me reasons. One reason is Shalom Bayis. Good. That's a reason. Why is it a mitzvah? The Gemara says, no, Shisi Toivas, at Logos, and then Shalom Bayis. Good. Yishum Shalom Bayis, the chayv to light a candle. But the reason, you're correct. But this is Hagdorah. The reason it's called Mugs Mach Mitzvah is because the mitzvah is light a candle. The light a candle is Shabbos. So maybe the Shemit, when the Shemit you pour into the Ner, into the Kli, Erev Shabbos becomes Mugs Mach Mitzvah. You'll be setting it aside to be used for the mitzvah. Which mitzvah? The mitzvah of Adlogos and Shabbos. Now, cause so that there's an Isser Chal on it. Now, what's Chal on it? Once it's been Hukzim Mitzvosei, you can't use it in any oifen that's involved in the mitzvah. That's involved in the mitzvah. See it in the mitzvah. Now we go like this. Now there's a big chiddush in Ha'ilim Divrei Tosfos, but it comes in the Gemara. That, so Bishlomer, if you tell me, if it's Hukzim, I understand very well this category, this concept, Hukzim Machas Mitzvah applies to Shem and Shevin there. Because if you take Shem from there, it's like taking down Schach. Because you remove the shaman from its muchonness, it's muchon oimed. It was hukse. It was consecrated. It was set aside to be used for the fadlokas ner shavus. And so if you take it out of the ner, so you've been vatal from its purpose. But this shaman dripped out of it. Shaman am taftef. So it's not going to be used. Now this shavus, I can put next shavus. Next shavus is after another shavus may meis. So it's nothing to do. But the shaman that was metaftef. It's not Oymed the Mitzvahs anymore. So here's the thing, the Baron says, Sassamis asks about Shaila. Sassamis here says, what's going on? It's not the Haksol, the Mitzvahs, it was both the Me'ilu, both of the Metavtev. But Ava Bichain, the Fuji Nigmo, the Shem Metavtev is also, and so what's the Pshat? It's a Kochuch, he had to say like this. And Dosh Shaitan Toises, Kozman, the Nez Doilik, a few Shemans different places. It means like this, Haksol, the Mitzvahs, he creates an Isser. That not only don't do something which is mevatul mitzvah, and there's a mitzvah, then it's only shem and shev in there. But the haksol mitzvah, say meitzer shem b'mukze machmas mitzvah, means that it creates a new iser, not just don't eat the esrog on yontif before you took it, but a new iser that is an iser hano and or perhaps tutul, but this hano or achilo machmas mukze on something that's oimed that was huksel mitzvah. But it's a new Isser. They're not called Chokhoyma. A new Isser Mukhtes. Bechal the Isser Mukhtes of Mukhtes of Mitzvosai. But not because with this he's Mevatel be a dime in the Mitzvah, but this was Chal on Shem, there was Oymid the Mitzvah. Now, here we come to the Aksol, the Mitzvosai, it's only Kozman and the Mitzvah is going on. So Kozman and the Mitzvah is taking place in there Shem and Silas being Doileg. So then all the Shem that was set aside for that is a dime Mukhtes of Mitzvosai. Once the fire goes out in the Iker with the Mitzvah taking place, then the Aksol Mitzvosai goes off. Here comes in Rav Shimon's unique shita. Shimon says, just like the Shemin in the Ner Gufa is Mutim, Moshe Shem Shem Ner Dafim Daldimah says Mutim, the Shemin that's left over in the Ner Gufa, that becomes Mutim. When the flame goes out, you can use the Shemin according to Rav Shimon. So what then win in Shemin that was Mutafta, if it fell out, becomes Mutim once the Sibas Yisra goes off. The Mitzvah is the Sibas Yisra. It's for Shemin, I think he has a Shailas. Okay, what if you have a Fizash, it'll come out. That he has a shayla upon him. What about Shemin that was metaftei from in there? There wasn't shal mitzvah. What does mean nesh and shal mitzvah? What does mean nesh and shal mitzvah? I mean, Sammy goes into a chveis. Sammy goes into an attic and lights a candle. So there was a candle chveis. Any shayla metaftei doesn't make difference. He lit shal mitzvah. He lit it Friday morning. He lit Friday morning a candle in some room. It's in there in some room. Not the shem mitzvah chal. The place is on Chayim, whatever, and it has to be Shemim Tavtev. So the shayla could be that's mutter. It wasn't hooked to mitvasei. There's no such kibui anymore because came out. Could be it's mutter caused by the nasa dengel. A shayla. All right. It's like this. The tomorrow we'll never see the hemshach toys. We have to look. It's glad to see the toys of Rosh, Mashal, and Maram, and Kiveg here, and then go through the gemara here. Just get through the gemara.